Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. Bill's website is smallbiz.us. Smallbus is what I meant to say. Smallbusbus.org. So check it out there, folks. You can find the index on both of those websites as well as mine. Let's get into the internals a little bit. Hiring was up a little bit, even though it didn't really show up that much in the jobs numbers.
Yeah, the job counting thing, is just weird. Because not only did we have very, very strong job creation in our numbers, so we're talking to real people, right? Like we think the government must be doing. But also, like, ADP had 250,000 jobs.
Right.
And, so the people who are out talking to people who hire people, said that it was supposed to be a really good number, and then they come in with 100,000. So
that was,
but they do that quite often. By the time they massage the data and seasonally adjusted and socially adjusted, and whatever.
But the month before was over 300,000. You think it was just a matter of
averaging? It was also off the charts.
Yeah.
Nobody got that in their numbers, including ADP.
Is it possible that March was front loaded into February, or they just didn't get it right?
It could be. I think there, with all the weather stuff, there are a lot of issues sometimes in reporting because the government has to go to all the state employment agencies and get numbers there. And then when weather is bad, people don't report it in, and that's why you get big revisions later. So we'll see what the revision is on 100,000 next month, how much they add to what they thought was there.
Do you see hiring continuing? So we've got this issue here, Bill, that you reported in the last segment on, which is not finding qualified people, but yet hiring is up. How do you reconcile those two things?
Well, one is, of course, that there's just economic growth, so you have more people. Remember, we have a million more people added to the economy every year, so that's going on. We find labor force participation is going up. People that we thought had dropped out, are coming back into the market. One reason is, of course, there are jobs available and the pay is getting good, and so they're coming back in because it's worthwhile. Another is that, when the labor markets are tight, you hire people that aren't as qualified as you would normally like, but that's all you can get. It's better than nothing, and you train these people and help them along. And so all those things, allow the employment to keep going up. But 350,000, that was a lot. 100,000 was too low, so you're right. Let's average those two, and that sounds more sensible.
Right. Yeah. So on the credit market situation, this has been fascinating to watch how little small businesses depend upon lending anymore, and it's a tribute, in my opinion, it's one of the perverse benefits of the lost decade is if you survived, you had to do it by deleveraging. And continuing to deleverage, which by definition, surviving while deleveraging by definition will improve your balance sheet, including cash, which the stronger your balance sheet, the stronger your cash position, the less you need to borrow money to grow.
Yeah, and on top of that, of course, we had one of the best reports on the earnings trends that we've seen since 1987. Earnings are really popping right along, and there are a number of things behind that. One is, of course, we continue to have low energy costs, but sales growth has been really good. So given the firms restructured, as you described, then suddenly spending is piling on, even though they're raising compensation and costs are trying to catch up,
right.
A lot of that just falls to the bottom line, and profits could look a lot better because you're already streamlined and ready to go. So
right, sales didn't grow significantly, but it's still at an all time high, pretty much an all time high, isn't
it? Yep. Right. So sales are holding up there. That means the consumer and is doing well. And of course, if you're a company that serves other companies, as customers, everything's going well there. So the right. Sales numbers are holding up very, very solidly, and that's a good deal.
So, but capital spending is down. What do you think? How do you reconcile that?
That's a good question.
A breather?
It was down quite a bit. A lot of it was automobiles, including the capital spending, but also some of the equipment was down. The good thing that stayed up was the bigger stuff, expanding your business, getting new land, new buildings, things like that, which tells me that they're optimistic about the long run, because those are long run moves. It's not like hiring or firing somebody. This is getting a new building.
Right.
That's a big bet for the long run. So they're pretty optimistic about where the economy is going to go.
Right. Well, when you see the economy growing like it is, I mean, we're going to talk about that in a minute. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how the overall economy is doing. When I see the strength of small businesses and when small businesses are raising earnings, raising compensation for their people, I mean, that's a really good, healthy sign, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. And so that's one of the best numbers we've seen, in our survey history. So 33%, one out of three owners out there reported that they raised worker comp. That's a good deal.
That's very good. And, of course, a little bit of its defense so they can keep their good people against the poaching by the big companies. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back, folks. We're going to talk about the overall economy after this break. 10 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.